Lesson 6, Coached Drill. You look now into your manual and you'll see a passage from Immanuel Kant's treatise of pure reason. What I'm going to do first here is to go through this one word at a time, stressing not only the pronunciation change, but really making sure that you hear me generating it out of this German resonance. You can speak along with these words, or you can do it after I'm finished. But once again, make sure that these are not just isolated pronunciations. That all our knowledge begins with experience, there can be no doubt. Get all those diphthongs there, not no doubt, but no doubt with the stress on the first syllable, first part of the diphthong. For how is it possible that the faculty of cognition should be awakened into exercise? On awakened, even though the W is not the first in the word, it's the first in the syllable followed by a vowel, awakened, awakened into exercise, otherwise than by means of objects which affect our senses and partly of ourselves produce representations, partly rouse our powers of understanding into activity to compare, to connect, or to separate this, and so to convert the raw materials of our sensuous impressions into a knowledge of objects which is called experience. In respect of time, therefore, no knowledge of ours is antecedent to experience, but begins with it. I'll now go back and do this in connected speech, just with the normal German accent, not fooling around doing anything terribly stereotypic with it. That all our knowledge begins with experience, there can be no doubt. For how is it possible that the faculty of cognition should be awakened into experience otherwise than by means of objects which affect our senses, and partly of themselves produce representations, partly rouse our powers of understanding into activity to compare, to connect, or to separate these, and so to convert the raw material of our sensuous impressions into a knowledge of objects, which is called experience. In respect of time, therefore, no knowledge of ours is antecedent to experience, but begins with it. Now I want to go back and do some fooling around here. First, I want to do a little bit of the sense of the stereotypic Prussian, just for a few lines here. We'll do that all our knowledge begins with experience, there can be no doubt. For how is it possible that the faculty of cognition should be awakened into experience otherwise than by means of objects which affect our senses? You can hear the hidden agenda in that. There's something being implied besides just talking about Kant's philosophy here. And as I said, this is very much of a stereotype. I go back again now, and I want to look at the way that this, some of the regional speeches there with the other sounds, with the different S's that we were doing there. All of our knowledge begins with experience, there can be no doubt. For how is it possible that the faculty of cognition should be awakened into the exercise other than by means of objects which affect our senses and partly of themselves reproduce representations, partly rouse our powers of understanding? So you hear the sorts of things I'm doing there. I go now and do the total full stereotype where I do both the Prussian and these other things, and we hear how ridiculous it can sound. Or, depending upon what you're trying to do with it, if you need to produce this sort of sound. That all our knowledge begins with experience, there can be no doubt. For how is it possible that the faculty of cognition should be awakened into the exercise other than by means of objects which affect our senses and partly by themselves produce representations, partly rouse our powers of understanding into activity to compare, to connect, or to separate this, and so to convert the raw materials of our sensuous impressions into a knowledge of the object which is called experience. In respect of time, therefore, no knowledge of ours is antecedent to experience, but begins with it. Well, there you have it, a totally stereotyped or stereotyped German accent, and one which you are very rarely going to use, but which is, especially with some of those sounds, with the Z's and the sh, the SH's coming in, you will hear in certain parts of German dialect regions. With the warning to go back and study all of the resonances and everything else and generate all the sound changes out of them, this is the end of the instructional tape on the German accent. I leave you with the benediction to go out and have at it with your German accent.